Tonight's shir, Simon Beis, Si'if Vav. Asur Leilech Bekoima Zakufa. The Gemara says a yid does not walk erect. It's not a humble way to walk. V'lo Yelech Arba Amos Begili Haroish, nor does a yid walk four Amos with his head uncovered. The Gemara adds, V'bnei Chavoyit HaShechina. This is giving cover to the Shechina. The Yivduk Nakov of the Mechaber ends that in the morning a person should make sure whether or not he needs to use the bathroom before he's going to start the daven. The Amor goes on to say, V'chasa kol gufoy. When a person gets dressed, he covers his whole body. V'lo yelich yochef, he should not go barefoot. V'yagol asmali panos bokev erev, and he should make it a habit of relieving himself in the morning and the evening. Shuz rizus unikius. This is a combination of being quick to do mitzvahs and to maintain a level of cleanliness. In halacha, we look at cleanliness not only external, but internal. If a person has to go to the bathroom, that's considered unclean. Mishnah Brura, Sifkaton Tes. Bekoim is a kufa. Yid does not walk like a soldier in the army at parade, marching with his head up, proud, shoulders back. That's not how you're supposed to walk. Shedoichik ragli hashchina kaviyachal. The Gemara says someone who walks that way, it's as if he's pushing the feet of the Shechina, as if to say this world isn't big enough for the two of us. I can kosu achroinim, and therefore the achroinim might to also feel a pachs of amis, even less than dalal amis, even for a short area. One should not walk this way. A poshet that feel a oimim mekayim of einu klal, even if he's standing in position, he's not walking at all. It's inappropriate. So it's a little hard for us to wrap our minds around this, because basically it's encouraging bad posture, and you know, and we say this isn't healthy and it's not good. A person has to walk in a manner that shows an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. I think that's, in a nutshell, what the thought here is. Sifka Yud, and for that reason, the Mechaba continues, V'lo Yelech, you don't go without a yarmulke, without something on your head. Afilu b'bayis sheyesh bo tikra, even indoors, with a roof overhead. V'kosh ken tachas avir shemayim, certainly outside, under the sky, deyesh yizor l'kol yama, everyone agrees, you have to be careful. So he's bavorning something without telling you a machlokes, right? You see the indication here that there are those who hold that in your house you don't have to keep your head covered. The kul yama, when you go outside, you have to keep your head covered. And in the Shat Siyun, he doesn't get into it and in saying there's a long tshuva from the marshal defending not wearing a yarmulke indoors. Rather, what he says is the marshal didn't hold this way la halacha de maskana. Ambizmanenu, the Taz and Mari Bruno come out. He doesn't get into the whole thing, but this at one time was a big discussion in the Poskim. And there are still people who consider themselves Eilech Yidden who don't wear a yarmulke inside. We don't do that anymore. That's not our practice, but I think maybe some Sfaradim might hold that way. In any event, Mr. Buddha doesn't even get into it. He just says, listen, you got to wear a yarmulke even in the house, and outside there's no Shaila. Which is like the remez that we know that there's a discussion about.
There's a big gra on that. No, he's. The gra has a big piece on it, doesn't he?
Oh, cool. Sifkanyan Aleph. Abba Amos, person should not go 4 cubits with his head exposed. Umidus chasidus, like the Mishtabur, Midus chasidus, afila pachma of Amos, you don't go anywhere, not even less than the Amos. Even when you're sleeping at night, Midas Chassidus would say you should be wearing a yarmulke at night. We have a name for it, we call it a shluf kapel. People tell me the yarmulke falls off at night. Okay, so get a different yarmulke when you sleep at night. Get something back. Remember, they had these nightcaps. I'm not referring to a drink, but the night you wear over your head. The Yidden would wear, it's not halacha, Midas Chassidus, to put something on your head that stays in your head all night. V'yesh shemitzad in loymer da'afilu arba amos einu osim idina rak lahatsnu ma'aseim. Now there are those who want to say that this whole halacha, you can't go to the amos with your head uncovered, that's not a halacha midin, that is osir. It's something for people who are very careful in their actions. People are chesidistic. Al kvar kosef hataz akamam simen ches. But if you look in the Taz later on simen ches, he writes to bizmanenu that today isur gomer midina, it's become a halacha totally forbidden to go liyos begi the rush without coming up your head. Even as sitting at home, ayin shematam, look there in the reason. And the maribuna writes this as well. Because Magen Avram goes on to write that feel ketanim, even for little children, nochal lahargilam bekisei harosh, you should train them to keep their heads covered. Ki hechid lehevi luhu emes the shemai, that they should have the fear of heaven on them. Kedis, like it says, kasi reshei ki hechid lehevi luhu emes the shemai, keep your head covered in order to have your shemayim, and that's why we call it kippah, a yarmulke, yarmulke. V'da'od, you should know further. This Indian of having head covered, you'd satisfy that with your hand on your head. Or if someone is having his head checked for lice or being deloused, he can sit there with his head uncovered. Says, but if you're going to walk outside, it's not enough to just put your hand on your head. That's not sufficient to walk outside. So the Mishnah Berurah, it's interesting. Here's an example of sitting with your head uncovered when his head is being checked for lice. Why doesn't he give a haircut? He doesn't mention a haircut. They say the Rokachav, right?
That he wouldn't take a haircut
because he couldn't. I don't know why he couldn't put his yarmulke in front, cut the back, put the yarmulke in the back, cut the front. His yarmulke must have covered so much that he cuts the chesnish. But it's interesting, Mishnah Berurah's example of going Begili Harosh is having his head checked for lice. Now,
about a wig?
We're going to get to it later. That's true. Next. The Chuvis, and if you look at Moshe's Chuvis, he writes about heterim for people at work to go with their head uncovered, especially indoors, to go with their head uncovered. And this Mishnah Berurah is not getting into this at all. He's just saying, there are those who hold to me this chasidus inside. This gets back again to this marshal. And he says, today, it's also Medina. But Ramesha Lamaisa, I believe, was Mekel in certain situations for people who are professionals. If in their field it was not considered acceptable to go with the yarmulke. Today, the world has become a lot more liberal and in these United States. And people who in fields that never wore yarmulkes are wearing yarmulkes. I know that government employees in the 50s and 60s, I don't know if any of them ever wore yarmulke. Today, you'll see people working for the government with their yarmulkes on. I imagine more and more yarmulkes are showing up in the courtrooms, and again, it depends on what the society will be soivel. But Rav Moshe did make this allowance. I believe, again, it was indoors. I don't think he was talking about outdoors, but at work, in a situation like that, that they would be at work without a yarmulke. That doesn't mean they can make brachas out of yarmulke. It doesn't mean your lunch break and your lunch break put on a hat. You know, going outside, put on a hat. It meant in the office, at work, or what are you doing? There were leniencies. Again, more and more people are not relying on leniencies anymore. But and I think society as a whole is more accepting. Also today, if you go see this, they're called Sikhs. That's what they're called, with the big turbans, and all. Everyone else is going with their head coverings, and then no one looks at them twice. So now, why shouldn't I wear my yarmulke already? But at one time, you didn't have that, and Rav Moshe writes a tshuva to be lenient with that. Sifkan Yud Beis Begilu Harosh. So you shouldn't go down an amis with your head uncovered. The koshken sha'asa levarach, and your zicher cannot make a bracha. Void and lilmud begilu harosh, and you certainly can't learn Torah with your head uncovered. For the mahani b'zeh kisei yad, using your hand will not help for this. The yad for rosh chad guf for inon, the hand and the head, it's the same body. But the body can't cover itself. Now, someone else's hand could cover your head, but you can't cover your own head. So the only allowance, he said before, is the idea of not being begili harosh indoors. Your yam could cover your hand could cover your head, but the Pima Gadim said not outside. And here he's saying certainly not for bracha and not for learning. Now, some people are lenient in case of need. At night, you want to drink. You're not one of the people who go with a shluf kapel, so your head's uncovered. There's no hat on his head. So they'll suffice by covering their head with their hand and make a shahakal. But really, what's better? I'm not going to do what the velt does. Pull your sleeve from your wrist over your hand and put that on top of your head. So now you're being covered with your sleeve. Does have a shopper, kisul kulama, everyone would agree that's called a covering. The kasa pimagodim, pimagodim writes, be very careful when you put on tefillin shel roish. Your head shouldn't be uncovered when you put on the tefillin and make a bracha on mitzvah tefillin. Ufaruk misaros. What about a wig made from hair? Af oson shetfuam beged mitachtov. Even those that are sewn with a cap underneath, which is pretty standard today. The wigs all have a cap of material, and the hair is sewn into that. Yesh le'asar, not good enough to make a bracha. B'vnei maras ha'ayin, there's a maras ayin element. Sheyoma shesar ha'sein, people would think those are actual his hair, and then a chap, why is he making a bracha without a yarmulke? Yesh mekilin, and there are those that are lenient. The fact is most the men who are wearing a toupee are putting a yarmulke on top of it, so it's not like to be an issue. But someone else asked me, he's at work, and doesn't want to wear a yarmulke, can he wear a toupee? He wears a toupee at work, so is that sufficient to cover his head?
People so, used to do that for sure.
Yesh Mekilin. That's the Yesh Mekilin. The question is, can you make a bracha like that without putting
right.
the hat on?
Exactly.
So that's when you get into the issue of, is it a Maris Ayin or not? Someone asked me on Purim, he's wearing a head mask. He's covering his whole head. Does he need a yarmulke to make a bracha? So I said, no. It's totally covered. And there's no Maris Ayin. It was very obvious. This was not his hair. So Mela, that would be Gunuk. There's no mention here about women. There are poskim who write lengthy discussions that there's no difference. Is there a banish lalom in the veld? How do you make a bracha with your head uncovered? How does a woman make a bracha with her head uncovered? And I believe Chaim Avad Yosef writes extensively, and I think others like him, that all girls, Sfaradi, Ashkenazi, makes no difference. How do you make a bracha with your head uncovered? You have to cover your head to make a bracha. The minig by Ashkenazi women, I don't have an explanation for it, is that they don't make a bracha, they'll make a bracha with their head uncovered until they're married. But once they're married, they don't make a bracha with their head uncovered, even if they're not wearing their wig, and they're not wearing a tichel. Let's say they're in their bedroom, and there's nothing on their head, nothing wrong with that lahaloch. They won't have a drink. A married woman puts something on her head to make a bracha. This is where the doilies come from. The ladies never cover their hair. They come to Tzin Shabbos Lich, they pull out a shmat to put on their head. It wasn't a din, they're being machmen covering their hair, the covered near Shabbos. They're covering their hair to make a bracha on halakas near Shabbos. That's where it comes from. Married Ashkenazi women, to my knowledge, are all machmen in this, and if they're not, they should be, that they should never make a bracha with their head uncovered once they're married.
Where do you see this?
Simon Bay, I'm telling you right now, a lady in her bedroom at night, making a shahakal. A lady at the swimming pool.
You're saying it's lichlal over here? I mean, it's a kasha
on the single. Why they don't? It's a kasha. It's not a kasha. And the Sephardim all do. I don't know if they do or don't anymore. By him was pushed, the Sephardi girls did cover their hair to make a bracha. And the Ashkenazi, he writes that they should. The girls all should. They all go. What's the head to not? And it was not just him. I've seen others from too. Sivkot Yud Gimel. V'yivdok Nekavov. The Mechaber concludes by saying he should check if he needs to use the bathroom. K'dei she'achach gufo noki. That afterwards he should have a clean body. V'shas kabos machos shemayim. V'kriyishma, when he accepts the machos shemayim, the kingdom of heaven, when he says shema. V'tfil v'dam shemane esrei. V'in serach rach b'dika levad. But you just have to check. If a person doesn't have to go to the bathroom, doesn't have to go to the bathroom. And I think he's specifically referring to a bowel movement. So if he doesn't have to. But if he does, he should take care of it before davening. He did check and he doesn't need to go. So he has a gufnaki. That's called gufnaki. His body is clean. We're not going to delay and miss for this. These checkings, the Zman Kriya, the end of the time for Kriya Shema or Tefillah B'Tzibur. So the notes point out, we mentioned before, you get up a half hour, an hour before davening to make sure you take care of these things. Take care of all your bodily needs before you go to shul. So when you come to daven, you daven like a mensch. Sifkan Yudalt. Lamar says you have to be sure to cover your whole body and even your feet. Don't go barefoot. Yocheif. Amr Chachmen Azal, Chazal teaches, Shimka Adon Koma Shayishlo, Vikach Menolam Luraglov. A person should sell everything he owns to purchase shoes for his feet. The Gemara Shabbos tells us how important it is to have shoes on your feet, and that's the brach we make, Shasi called Sarki, refers to shoes. Shoes are very important. But if you go to the places, the Arab countries, where they go barefoot, sorry, if that's how they go, that's how they go. If there's no, if everyone's going barefoot, you go barefoot. Od kasta b'shem shalom. Further through the name of the Shlach HaKadosh, dem oisem mishum tshuv alavonos avot. If he wants to go barefoot to do tshuv for his chatoyim, that's acceptable as well. V'chein asa David HaMelech alav shalom. We find David HaMelech did the same. Harich Yachef, the Pasuk says he went Yachef when he left Yerushalayim by the rebellion of Hashalom. So there's a precedent for going barefoot if it's part of a tshuva process. But outside of that, we don't need a sign on the door of the store, we will not serve customers who come barefoot. But Etzem HaYid doesn't go barefoot, you go with shoes on your feet.